This is your East Carolina Radio News. I'm Mark Jerkowitz, publisher of the Outer Banks Sentinel. This week, the Nags Head Commissioners got an update on three stormwater drainage projects at Gallery Row, Nags Head Acres Vista Colony, and the Village at Nags Head, currently in design development and scheduled for construction in the spring. Nine more drainage improvement concepts are currently being developed. While Republicans still control the state General Assembly, Tuesday's midterms did strengthen Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's hand. With some races still on call, Democrats picked up 9 seats in the House and 6 in the Senate, breaking GOP supermajorities that were able to override Cooper vetoes. And for those looking to attend municipal commemorations of Veterans Day, the Southern Shore event begins 11 a.m. Sunday at the Town Hall Flagpole Pavilion. Monday's events are at 9 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial in Manio, 11 a.m. at the Veterans Memorial in Nags Head, and 12:30 at the Veterans Memorial in KDH. For more news, log on to obsentinel.com.